he came out onto the stage and incorporated in that, I'll just explain that word, the incorporation is John of God the man, then sort of steps aside and a spiritual doctor or spiritual being comes through to use his physical body to counsel, to guide, and to perform healings. He sort of becomes a sort of hollow bone and then remembers nothing of the work that goes on. So I watched this on the stage and then shortly later joined the line and went before him. And looking into his eyes, now this is now this being of light, Dr. Augusto, and this may sound hokey, but it was just looking into unconditional love and being in the divine presence. It was an extraordinary experience. And after that, he asked me to watch a surgery on the little stage the next day, which I did. And normally, the sight of blood is scummers me a little bit, but I looked at it in a different way, and I watched an eye surgery with a paring knife, you know, with a just a regular fruit knife, and then another hernia surgery on this particular gentleman from about 12 inches, about 2 feet away, and was amazed that there was absolutely no pain, there was no anesthesia, although at times one smells ether, but there is no ether used at all. My own experience was I felt a hand inside my lungs, and it was like, you know, when you go to the dentist, and although you don't feel the pain, but you can feel them moving
right
around on your teeth,
and you can hear it. Yeah,
yeah.
Heather,
and then since then, I've just seen so many surgeries, so many people walk out of wheelchairs, and I mean, they don't go running off immediately, but, you know, gently and gingerly give up their walking sticks or walk slowly and come back for more and more healing. It's just absolutely changed my life.
Well, Heather, let me ask you this healing procedure by John of God, when he, for example, if someone has a tumor, let's say, in their body, is there an incision, or does he merely rub his hands over it? What happens?
Both. I've seen him rub his hand on, say, an area where the person is saying that they have a tumor, and then sometimes at the back he'll say, "Now lift the shirt up at the back," and there'll be an incision, and he hasn't picked up an instrument. At other times, he will work energetically, and then he'll say to them, "Now go to the doctor and have the surgery." And it'll be like removing a rotten orange, you know, that it's sort of just shriveled up. A wonderful woman that I met was pretty much had cancer that had metastasized, and she came, a non-believer, to the casa from the south of Brazil, and again, this particular entity, Dr. Augusta, and the other entities worked with her because they work as a team of specialists, spiritual specialists.
Yes.
Told her to have patience and faith and perseverance, and it would take about 8 or 9 years, but that she would not die from that disease. And after a certain amount of time, he told her to continue taking all her Western medicines, but she didn't want to have the chemotherapy. And then at a certain point, he said, "You should have your surgery now." And her oncologist scanned her whole body because he thought that, you know, it would really be in every organ, and found that it had actually been pulled from the organs onto her right breast, and the right breast was removed, and she was clear. Her oncologist, called her the miracle case, and he said, "Continue doing what you're doing," because clearly he had never seen anything like this. So there are many different ways, you know, as John of God says, there is no magic. You know, it takes time, and, you know, certain things, let's say if some people arrive and they're, you know, in really final stages of an illness, then it is difficult to reverse.
Sure.
That.
How did he get this ability, Heather?
I really think, George, that he was born with it. He told me that at 6 years old, he remembered people giving him money, coming out of a, he said he sort of sleeps on like on a fluffy cloud, and he'd come out of this sort of little sleep and people would give him money, and he'd run off to the pool hall and spend it. And I think that's definitely true. I've seen him playing pool occasionally in one of the hotels, and he's a great pool player. But he said he also remembered taking people into the fields to find herbs that would be healing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And at the age of 9, he had a very powerful premonition of a huge storm that was coming on. But by that time, his mother already, you know, had really trusted his premonitions and his insights, although he tried to be a regular young boy. I think he says he was quite a mischievous boy, you know, always getting up to pranks. He only has about a year and a half of elementary school, but is an extremely intelligent man, exceptionally intelligent, although he doesn't read or write as we read or write. But I think he can, if you give him a letter, he scans it pretty well.
Does he work through entities? What helps give him this power?
Well, I think that most of the time now, I mean, not all the time, but the entities, there are supposedly about 37 different entities of light that work through him. But in the group consciousness that work with him, there are thousands. This particular Dr. Augusto says that in his group consciousness, there are not hundreds but thousands, and he is the one that goes to the depths of the abyss to rescue a soul. And he sort of, in the years that I've been coming here, about 4 years ago, he told us he had elevated in the spiritual plane, and he doesn't come through quite so often, and then different entities come through, and it's almost, well, it is, not almost, but it is, a spiritual evolution that these entities are going through as they continue to evolve in the spiritual plane. And so they take over his body, his consciousness, and bring through the healing energy, the divine source energy or the wisdom. And it's very palpable to see, you know, 1 minute, I've just come back from the States, from a wonderful event at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York,
mm-hmm.
where medium Joao attended for 4 days. And, of course, it's very, very tiring when he does trips abroad, although he loves doing them, because he hasn't got that foundation that he has here at the Casa of permanent mediums and the actual earth and the crystal bed underneath.